Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University, and I'm calling to you live this week from Anaheim, California, about a half a block down the street from Disneyland. We've got a good show for you today. And I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, on with us. Hello, Ms. Rhonda.
Well, hello to Gina and everybody. And, wow, what a nice day in the Ozarks here. A little hot, but it's still a beautiful day.
You know, it hasn't been hot here since we got here on Friday. I was really shocked. We went through Arizona before we came over here, and if you remember, last week I had my generator issue where 123-degree weather shut my generator off. We get here, and it's like Saturday. It was down at like 55 degrees. It was darn like cold. I needed a jacket.
Yeah, so what? I love that temperature. That's a beautiful temperature.
Well, it was certainly better than 123 degrees, that's for sure.
Yeah, at least it didn't melt your generator at that temperature. So,
exactly. I have to tell you about the coolest tool I got yesterday before we get on with our show and our guest.
Our show is about tools today, so that's a good thing.
Oh, well, good way to start it, right?
Yeah, so yeah, you're going to tell us about the first cool tool. I thought we haven't done a show about our favorite tools, and so it was high time to do that and let people know about some of these great things. So you tell me about your cool tool, and I'll tell you mine.
Well, I'll show you mine if you show me yours, you know?
Exactly, that's why I was laughing, yeah.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, I have been dealing with major technology issues over here. My wonderful computer decided to have its fan go out, and this is like the third laptop in a row that the thing that ended up being the death of it was its fan going out. And every time the fan goes out, because I have to keep using the computer because I never have enough time to go get a new one right away, trying to use it without the fan ends up destroying so many pieces of hardware. So it destroyed the RAM and finally had only 1 gigabyte of RAM still working, and then it decided to start eating a bit of the hard drive. Well, by the end of last week, it couldn't even make the darn thing stay on for more than an hour. Actually, for more than a couple of minutes. So I finally went out yesterday to go buy a new computer. And I was thinking it was going to be about $600 or $700 to buy the new computer that I wanted. And I was going to get just kind of a middle-of-the-road one so that a couple months from now I could then make a transition into a Mac. Well, I found the best deal at Best Buy. It was like $479 or something for a gateway that was pretty darn nice. So I decided, well, shoot, if I got such a great deal on the computer, I might be able to splurge just a little bit. So I bought one of the new LiveScribe Pulse pens yesterday. Have you seen these things?
No.
This is
Tell me about it.
Most amazing tool in my entire life that I've ever had.
Oh, wow. So what does this magnificent pen do?
So, first, you can record audio with it. You can record, like, up to 20 hours of audio with it. So you can either sit there and talk, or you can even go to an event and have it record the entire event if you want. And it records mm-hmm. it in a surround sound kind of way. So Michelle and I are sitting here messing around and testing it last night. She would stand way off on my left side. She would talk. I would talk. And there's this headset you can use to listen to it that has true surround sound in these little earbuds. You could actually hear sound versus on the left versus the right versus in front of you versus behind you. Now, what it does is when you plug this into your computer after the recording is done, it then moves the sound up to an account on the LiveScribe site. It then transcribes the whole thing for you.
No way.
Returns it to you in text and PDF.
Oh, my God!
In the PDF, I want one. Every paragraph has a little eye icon that if you then touch it, plays the audio of that paragraph back automatically because it embeds the audio in the text. It even gets better than that. So let's say I am recording an audio where I'm talking about how to create a profit funnel. While I'm doing that, I'm drawing a little diagram of a profit funnel flowchart on a special pad of paper that you have to use when you're using this pen. As I draw my profit funnel diagram with my pen, it is saving that as a JPEG. When I get the transcript back, the image is embedded into the transcript, and you can then take the image out, and it would have at each piece of the image a little dot that you would click, and it would play the audio that goes along with each box and each arrow as you touch it. Or you can just play the whole thing at one time, but have to look at the audio separately, or the flowchart separately. Or you can read the text with the flowchart in the middle of it and have, again, at each paragraph, the little button to hear the sound. It is the most amazing thing I have ever had in my life. And what I'm planning on doing, I got so many ideas from using this thing, just playing around with it last night. I'm planning on doing a number of different things. Last week, any of you who were on the show last week may have remembered that the day before the show, I had sent out an email that was very different than the ones I normally send out. I had a little introduction that was text. I then had an audio link, and then I had a little summary and my name, you know, my signature line. That email had almost 5 times better click-throughs than any email I've sent out in the last year.
Ah, see, I was not surprised because I remember I told you why not try putting an audio into your email. That's cool.
So, my plan is that for the next month or two, I am going to test doing my audio recordings for my messages with my LiveScribe pen. And each and every message will have some sort of a drawing or diagram of the concept that I'm talking about embedded within it so that there would be a then it'll have the audio with the image attached for the drawing and then a little bit more text, and we're going to see what the click-throughs do and see if it makes any difference in terms of both opens and conversions as well. Isn't that going to be cool?
Try it out. Imagine writing your blog posts that way. Then you could automatically have the text, the image, everything all right there and put that as a blog post instead of using a paid service.
It gets better.
You're kidding. And by the way, how much was this thing at Best Buy?
$129.
Because I was wanting to compare. I just saw one for $164. I don't know if it's the same model on Amazon, but $129, huh? Wow.
It gets better.
Wait. It gets better. Tell me. I'm already dying. I want one.
So if you click the right little button, you just touch it with your tip, the tip of a pen, it can take the audio and the drawing and anything else you have it, that you've been doing with it, and turn it into a flash video.
Oh, my God! Oh, yes!
Up online and do either, depends upon which button you touch, but it can either add it to a flash video that it then gives you a as part of an RSS feed, or if you touch the other button, it uploads it to your blog, creates the post, and everything, just by touching a button.
Oh, sweet. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is insane. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know how much I love my PDF converter tool, the one that's put out by Scansoft.com?
Yeah.
This
right.
blows it away. This totally blows it away.
Wow. Yeah, because I was thinking about maybe picking up that converter, which is actually more money than this pen, but the pen does more, because that's about $200, I think, for the package that includes that converter.
Yeah, it does. I'm
envisioning
so many amazing things I can do, like
how about
being able to go to the beach, and I can even handwrite on the special paper a promo, and it will type whatever I handwrite. It has true OCR from your handwriting to convert that into text, and it can also
That's
take
amazing.
Your handwriting and convert that into audio as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting
wow.
that this will make me much more mobile away from the office in a way that still allows me to be completely productive. I can
mm-hmm.
even have it do things like I talk, and as I'm talking, I start out by telling it to email this to so-and-so. It
uh-huh.
will then take the finished product, whether that's a PDF or text or the audio cast thing that I was mentioning with the flash video,
uh-huh.
and when it gets it done, even before I see it, it can email it to anybody I want. It can post it to my blog. It can keep it up in the LiveScribe members area. It can do any number of different things if I want it to. I can
wow.
even set up groups in my contacts inside of the LiveScribe site, which, of course, I can import directly from Gmail. I mean, why make it hard, right?
Naturally. Well, sure, yeah.
I can set up groups. So let's say I have a group called Bachelor Students, and another called Associate Students, and another maybe,
right.
you know, just for fun, let's call it the Gold Challenge group, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can then pick up my pen, record a message, draw a little diagram, include the link, of course, at the end of the diagram that leads to something I want them to go and buy or something I want them to go and see, hit the little button and tell it to mail to the group, and it goes up. It transcribes the darn thing, puts the images in there for the little drawings, converts it to the flash video, and it mails it out to the entire group. No limitations on the size of the group.
Wow. And no bandwidth limitations on what's stored on the site?
Nope.
Wow.
And no
that is.
Either.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's extremely cool.
Uh-huh. Like
oh,
said,
my goodness.
I'm too darn psyched about this. I found this last January on the Marketer's Cruise, which you can go to at
uh-huh.
www.thejvcruise.com, thejvcruise.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Beal had one on the ship last January. And each time we got together for one of the mastermind sessions, Tom would have his pen recording the entire session. Over the 8 days we were out at sea, we had about 9 to 10 hours of different presentations and masterminding and whatnot. Tom recorded every single one of the sessions, all 9 hours of it, had no trouble doing it, had over 50% of the room left on the pen when he was done, he said. And
right, because he didn't have to just move it off the pen. He could just leave it on the pen.
Precisely. And at the end, he would then take it and put it into, into like a folder on your desktop, for example. And he would then have the whole thing transcribed. And within an hour or two of finishing one of the sessions, he would then have it sent out using the groups feature to every single person on the cruise.
Oh, my gosh. I had never even heard of this, and it's just remarkable.
It totally blew me away when I saw him using it in that fashion on the ship. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. What are they going to come out with next? And it's
That would be one of those. You really understand, for those of us who enjoy science fiction, how real some of this stuff can become when you see tools like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just witness the possibilities.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it has a real pen, it's real ink, the whole nine yards. It just does so much more than any old pen.
Oh, my gosh. I'm loving it. Oh, wow. What an amazing thing. So you, I'm imagining that there's more than one model of this, or is there just one type? You know, so a lot of them have different models, or? So is yours, I see one that's a 4 gigabyte model. Is that what you have, or something different?
That's exactly what I have.
So the one that you're talking about, it looks like it's the LiveScribe 4 gigabyte Echo Smart Pen. Is that right?
You got it.
That's showing at $164 at Amazon, so it's definitely a better deal. Pardon me?
I got a good deal.
You did, because that's what I'm saying. I was looking for it online, and that's what I came up with. That's why I was asking you the model that you got, because sometimes there are more than one. I don't know if that's true with this pen, but, you know, just like with computers that happens. So $129, it's a heck of a deal. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I am loving that. These definitely, not only can it save you time and labor, it can actually be worked into helping you make money, which is a great thing, and help you serve people better because of the multiple formats.
See, that's the thing I like about it, is the fact that it serves so many more people because of the multiple creatives. That is just awesome. Don't have many tools that do that either.
No, we really don't. Like, for example, when I've taken your classes, and for me to just look at a flow chart, which is very visual, is not real easy for me. They tend to give me headaches trying to figure out what goes where. With this one, you can have a talking flow chart so that people who can see the flow and are visual can get it, and those of us who need the audio to be talked through can also get it without having to do extra labor or try to figure out which part of what audio does this flowchart go to so I can sync up the audio or whatever. So that's just really cool.
Yeah, and I mean the fact that it syncs it for you, even in the PDF, let's say you had a 10-page report that you dictated into this. Every paragraph,
right,
you just touch the first word of it, and it would automatically play only that one paragraph of text from the audio.
That is also cool because maybe you want to hear something again. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't quite understand that. Let me play it again. And whatever, and you can do that without having to backtrail or try to find it in the audio or whatever. You can just go and play that particular paragraph.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and being able to listen to it in a human voice, when I use my speech program, although it's pretty good quality, but still, everything I have to listen to on my computer is in a mechanized speech format, so for this, for someone to be delivering a class and be able to give that audio is just absolutely tremendous.
I definitely agree. Can't say enough great things about it. So again, the pod,
that is really cool.
4 gigabyte, is it 4 gigabyte or 4 megabyte? 4 gigabyte, right?
It says 4 gigabyte. The model, the thing it says on Amazon, if this is the right one, it's the LiveScribe 4 gigabyte Echo smart pen.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Go check it out at Amazon.
You can get it wherever you want, but I just was comparing the prices, so that's really cool. And I'm sure if we had an affiliate program, we'd be signing up for it.
absolutely. And, you know, watch for the next couple of emails and see how I use this thing. I'm going to be experimenting.
Yeah. I'm so glad to know that putting the audio into your email.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite tool these days, Rhonda?
Oh, well, I have you know, a lot of different favorite tools naturally, but by the way, livescribe.com is their website. I don't know anything about the prices there. I just found the website. So my new favorite tool is called Jigsaw Box.
You were mentioning this to me the other day, and I am dying to hear more about it.
Okay, first of all, you can, I'll tell you the website where people can go check it out. Hi, Trippy. That's not the website name. The website name is asktsl.com/jigsaw. Asktsl, as in thestorylady.com/jigsaw. So here's the thing. You know, It's wonderful. Of course, we all want to have multiple layers of our profit funnel, different streams of income, different courses, and whatever. One thing that I find is that people tend to buy something, feel like, okay, I bought this, my problem is solved, and then they don't take part in the materials a lot of times.
You
and this isn't peculiar to you or me, Gina, right? It's just how people are. It's part of the nature of the human psyche. If they bought your whatever course it is, be it a $37 product or a course or whatever, they kind of feel like, okay, I have my solution, I'm done. And they don't use the material.
And we're not just talking about people in the internet marketing space either. This is true whether your market is golfers, tennis players, people who need to lose weight, whatever. They all operate the same way.
It's just part of the human psyche. We're looking for solutions. And we feel that acquiring the solution is the same as having it in place, which isn't true, but it's how people are. So then what happens is they take your home study course or they take your whatever course it may be, or even they buy your product. It could just be, you know, your the way that we do an ebook, it's more than an ebook anyway, but, you know, I have an ebook, an action guide, and some other tools for $37 at instantcredibilitybook.com/Gina. But that particular, you know, that's great to have it, except that there's no interaction. And so one of the things that can help people, we would maybe call it consumption, or in other words, really using and getting into your product, is to cause people to interact with the material, right?
Yeah.
Jigsaw Box helps you to create these tools very easily that are interactive. So in other words, if you imagine that, let's just say you're going with a mid-range, a home study course or something, and normally you might have your, here's your, like, your ebook or guidebook or whatever, maybe here is a workbook, and here are some audios, and they're all delivered in a zip file, and you put it on your computer. That's kind of the normal way that we might do things. With Jigsaw Box, while you can still give people the documents to download and whatever, that's fine, but you can also give them, breaking that book up into modules, and each module might be a chapter of the book. And so you can then guide people through the material and put questions for them to answer. So, for example, I created a module about how to write a tips book, a book full of tips. So I put an article that I had posted. I created a video showing a couple of examples of a tips book that are on Amazon. That took me, you know, less than 5 minutes to put that together. the video, and then I added some questions that guide you through. Okay, you know, here's the first of all, pick a deadline. And second of all, start writing out your tips and then organize your tips or whatever. So I could make these into questions that people can actually write in the online environment there for them.
Yeah.
So it makes the courses interactive, and you can put in audios, videos, text. You can upload files, whether it's PDFs or, you know, whatever it is, DIA flowchart files or Excel files or whatever.
Wow.
It's really
amazing. That's got to be an expensive tool.
No. I couldn't. When I was listening to them, and by the way, before I'll tell you how much it is in a second, but before I get there, this was developed by someone who's a coach, and she was also a mother, is also a mother, still is, and she didn't want to spend her entire life doing one-on-one coaching. And while, of course, anybody can take and write some materials and make a PDF or whatever, she wanted to have a better tool so that she could let the tool teach her client, and then if she was doing one-on-one, then they could cut right to the chase and get down to the real business without wasting a lot of time. So it allows her, what she has is like her mid-range level package, $500 or whatever it is. And so in any number of people, you can have 10 clients, 100, 1,000, 10,000. There isn't any limit to the number of clients that you can have. When your program is very scalable like that, it makes a big difference. And so one thing that she can do is create a self-paced study course, and then she can simply by adding one module, then create a high-level coaching or mentoring package with only adding one module, which is something to the effect of, you know, each week do your activities and enter the material for your coach. And then the coach and the person can have back-and-forth interaction. And then if she's going to do the one-on-one phone coaching or personal whatever, then, you know, she can make those appointments. But it just makes it so much easier to put your material in the interaction. And it's brandable. The one that you and I have seen, Gina, it's just very cold and sterile looking. And this one, it's brandable. So you could put your purple edge around the border.
Mm-hmm.
You could put, it has a contact page, and you can put whatever your photograph and whatever contact information you want there. And you can also have your logo. And for any package that somebody buys, you can put a package logo, meaning if you had one graphic for the 30-day challenge, you could put that. And then if it was one for the bachelors, if they bought that, they would have the bachelors logo.
Gotcha.
So it's very, very malleable. And the other thing is, too, that you can actually switch all the modules around. So it's been very fun for me. I put together a product that I'm using this whole thing for, and I'm really excited because all I did was take an article and a video, add some questions to it, and save each one of those as a module, and I have about 10 modules in there.
Wow.
And they're all interactive. $67 a month.
No way.
Uh-huh, yes way. And I'm meeting with Nicola tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning, if that gives you an indication. I didn't want to wait 2 weeks for an next appointment, so I'm getting up early to talk to the person who created this wonderful tool.
And this wonderful person will be on a radio show in the near future, am I correct?
Well, I'm sure she will. We're all booked through September, but maybe in October or November we can have her come on. Just tremendous. And she's British, so she has a lovely little British accent, and she's a delightful person. I love this tool. I have had so much fun. And the thing is that it's easy for me on the creation side. It's really easy because there's just one page. There's your title. There's your description. There's a place where you put in your materials, and you can switch it to HTML so that if you want to add, your code for your Audio Acrobat or your video or whatever, you can do that. You can put in your questions, and you can upload whatever documents you want for them all in one area. It's
That's
very
really
cool.
Good idea. Really good idea.
Yeah.
Well, that
the
is
other environment, you had to go
to. For sure.
Yeah, asktsl.com/jigsaw. By the way, there's a two-week free trial. I've already started selling the package that I created, so you can actually start earning your fee before you have to pay anything.
That's awesome. How long did it take you to create the one product?
I had all the articles done. I think I put the whole thing together in less than 2 hours, and part of that was just kind of taking my time getting used to everything. And that was, you know, organizing all the modules, putting together the modules, adding the questions. Within 2 hours, I have this whole, and the product gives you 5 easy ways to write a book, and there are several bonuses there. And then there's the easiest way to publish your book, and that's what I have in the product. So it's about 10 different little units that are in there.
Wow. Well,
and then I can take any of those units that I want, any or all, and put them into other packages. And partly why it's called Jigsaw Box is you can, once you have the modules made, you can mix and match them however you want to create programs and packages.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
And you do it right from within Jigsaw?
Right from within Jigsaw Box.
Any limitations yep. on bandwidth?
Nope. No limitations on bandwidth, no limitations on uploads, no limitations on the number of clients. The beautiful thing means this can be scalable. So if you were going to have a program and you had it to where a company of 2,000 people were all going to use your system, they can each, they'd have their own private login. It's a secure server, and they would each have their own interactive environment.
That's fantastic.
And there's no limit. It is amazing. It is so amazing. And it's, like, so new. There's not that many people using it yet. So talk about being on the cutting edge. It is just great.
Wow.
I did a review on this. If you go on ProfitableStorytelling.com, I just posted a review today. And if you are looking at this, listening to this later, if you just put Jigsaw Box into the search box, you'll be able to find the article easily.
Wow. I'm just looking yeah. to see if I can get there, but I don't know if I can get there with what I've got to work with at the moment. You know, when you buy your new computer, they always say, the first time you use this, you have to get it to be completely charged before you use it, or you're going to create bad memory issues. So I'm sitting
here. Oh, yeah. Well, it'll still be there later. But I love it. I just love this. And so if you have the pen and Jigsaw Box, you can add things that you create with your scribe pen.
Can you imagine
yeah.
having the two things together with your kitchen?
I've already, that's exactly where my brain went, because think of the value that you can add. You know, I've already taken what normally you would see, let's just say a $17 ebook that somebody might offer as a low-end product. And usually you might have an ebook, you might have a little workbook or action guide, and, you know, maybe a readme first and stuff in there, and it would come as a zip file or whatever. You can have all the same material, but make it completely interactive now. And it's just so remarkable.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter whether it's...
About?
Well, what is another tool that you really like to use? And then I'll share one from a couple that I have from a couple of subscribers who shared their favorites.
What's another tool that I really like? Well, I really like CopyTalk, but now with my new pen, I'm wondering if I'm going to even need CopyTalk anymore. CopyTalk.
I don't think so.
Phenomenal service that for $49.95 a month allows you to do unlimited dictation by picking up your telephone, calling CopyTalk, talking for 4 minutes, and when you're done, you can either tell it to save the first one and go on to the next one, or you can just hang up. Once you've got that saved or you just hang up, it automatically sends that message, whatever you recorded, over to the transcription team. And then
mm-hmm.
one at a time, they simply set it all up so that you get it back in these gorgeous formats. I mean,
mm-hmm.
these formats are great. But I don't know that I'm going to even need to use CopyTalk anymore. No.
I did not like, and I tried CopyTalk for putting together blog posts, but I found that 4-minute limitation, it throttled my flow so much that I couldn't put out as good of a piece as if I just wrote it. So that was just me, you know. this pen will be different, because if I can just free flow and not have to worry about I'm running out of time, it will make a big difference.
What was happening with me was the way I would use it, especially for a blog post, I got really familiar with and comfortable with that four-minute limitation. So if you're using the magic formula, you can break it up into the chunks based on the magic formula. So I get started with my title and the story that sets the stage for the problem you're going to solve. Then I'd save it, even if I wasn't at the four-minute mark, and go on to the next section. In the next section, I'd reiterate the question, so how do you get rid of blah, 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 where blah, blah, blah is the keyword? And from there, I would then have the next part of it with the short bulleted list and the explanation. And if I do each one of the chunks, by the last one, the last chunk is then the call to action that leads to a resource that gets bigger, better, or faster results. And you can easily break up your blog post into those chunks without having the issues you just spoke of, simply because it's not that big of a distraction, right? Once you have that, that would work really well. And again, askggg.com/copytalk is where you can get it. But with the interactivity within the LiveScribe documents and recordings, I don't think I can beat it even with CopyTalk. Yeah, it's a little bit more money, but it'll pay for itself in a matter of a couple months because the $50 a month.
I was going to say 2 months of CopyTalk. Yeah, 3 months of CopyTalk. Totally covered with the pen that you can use forever. So that's just pretty remarkable. And even if you upgrade your pen every, you know, every 2 years or every year even, you're still going to be ahead of the game versus paying for CopyTalk. And even though I use the same formula, you know, for me, I just, it's just somehow the limitations were more of a distraction, even though I did try it for a while to try to get used to it and just wasn't my thing. So even though I do chunk out my posts or my stories and whatever, I still find that this is going to be much better with the pen.
Well, and you know, the thing that I always wanted CopyTalk to do that it could never do was I would much rather have had a tool that I could call into, leave my message, and then when I hung up, it could actually do something with the transcript that it creates, especially emails. I could get so much more done if I could call in, not just give it a subject that was pertinent to me, but really tell them that I wanted this to be emailed to a specific email address, then talk the message. And what I envisioned was that when it would send the message, it would have both the button to listen to as well as the link to read about it so that they could have it in both formats. And I figured for resellers that would be a really good thing. However, I quickly learned that there were, what I was going to say with it. Where is it going with that?
Well, it doesn't do any, it saves it into CopyTalk, but then you still have to go into your email program or into your blog, whatever, and upload it and mess around. It doesn't do it automatically.
And I don't have the time to mess with that. And so half the time, I'd record a message. 2 days later, I go, oh, shoot, it's still sitting in CopyTalk. I forgot to go in and get the stupid email and send it out. Now with the pen, if I say email and I tell it who to email, the minute I hang up and put the thing into the computer to upload it, it's going to do it on autopilot. And I'm really anxious to see. I've got a call in for the LiveScribe folks right now. I am told that there is a way to plug it into some of the cell phones, especially the G1 Android browser phone and the iPhone, so that that way it could determine how you're going to go about doing the sending out and whatnot. And I'm really wondering what your limitations are within sending out and what it can do and whatnot. So I've got a call-in form right now to see, can I do this in a way that uploads through my phone instead of uploading through my computer so that if I am on the road and I do want to send an email, if I can really connect that to my phone, oh, baby, Gina will not be in her office for many, many weeks to come, I'm sure.
Oh, I know it. That's amazing. Yeah, Target sells this scribe, and there are different versions of it, the Live Scribe, I'm sorry. There's
the
2 gigabytes
between them. The only difference is the amount of storage. So it's
right. The 2 gigabyte at Target right now is showing.
How much? How much was the 2 gigabyte?
At Target, the 2 gigabyte is $129. At 4 gigabyte is $169. Target Staples, Best Buy, you know, are some of the places that have this. And let me see. The 4 gigabyte is $169 at Staples. And there's other places that have it, but let's see, Best Buy. If Best Buy still has it at that price. But, yeah, that's really cool that you can buy it at typical, easy-to-find stores.
Yeah. And
for me,
really
part, there's a
go ahead.
Target is more accessible for me than a Best Buy in terms of being able to walk in. But yeah, it's looking like $169 is pretty much the common price, seeing the four gigabyte one. Let me look at Best Buy here, so that'll be cool.
One of the things that I'd like to find is, what kind of accessories are there for it? Because I'm told that there are some accessories for it. I got to say, the little headset thing, it's just a little pair of earbuds. I've never been so impressed with a set of earbuds in all my life. They're just amazing. The surround sound capability in them is better than my Bose surround sound in my new motorhome. And, I mean, that says a whole lot.
Yep. There's a bunch of accessories listed. Now, Best Buy is saying the 4 gigabyte is $169 on their website, at least. I'm just saying, you know, just kind of watch your deals. I love to save money if I can, so just kind of, you know, look around. But it looks like they have little notebooks for LiveScribe. They have single-subject line notebooks. They have the ink module, cartridge.
You don't have a choice. You have to use their notebooks, and you have to use their ink. Now, it does come with, like, 2 notebooks, but it's part of it. But what happens is there is a label on each notebook. So if you buy the 4-pack of replacement notebooks for when you fill up the first 2 starters, there's a label that numbers the volumes. And when you first get started, you have to touch the label to the notebook that you're going to get started using to kind of activate that volume. And it will actually keep up in the online environment all of the notes that are attached to all of your notebooks in a way that would allow you to just turn to the appropriate page in the appropriate volume, and voila, you can see exactly what went with that part of the recording. So the paper is a little more expensive than what you would get just a regular notebook. But inside of each notebook, it's a spiral-bound notebook. And let me pull it out so I can tell you exactly without missing pieces. In the inside of it, in the front cover, there is a little calculator template. And if you touch the pen to any of the things in the calculator, and it's a full scientific calculator, by the way, by touching the little buttons on the calculator, you can actually get the pen to do all the calculations for you without having a calculator. Below that, it has all kinds of stuff for the settings, for the display, for the volume, for changing things in audio settings, and things like that. And then at the bottom of every page is a set of little icons that are kind of tools. So there's a little, looks like a little compass that has north, south, east, and west on it with a little dot in the very center. Well, that's designed for moving through the menu on the pen. Then there's a little section that has a record, pause, and stop. So when you want to do the recording, you just touch that at the bottom of each page in the notebook. Then there's a jump that lets you move 10 seconds ahead or 10 seconds behind in any one recording. And then there's a little slider bar just on the paper, so you can't really slide it. But by touching the appropriate place, it moves forward or backward in the recording. So the paper has a slightly different feel to it. And you can get smaller notebooks or bigger notebooks. I tend to prefer the smaller ones because I write a little small anyway. And just with the way that it does it, you can't have a regular notebook or you wouldn't have all those icons down at the bottom.
Right.
So it can do an awful lot of stuff for you.
There is a there are two different cases for it. You can also get an American Heritage Dictionary, a Spanish dictionary, and casino games for your live scribe pen, as well as the inks and various types and the 3D recording. Yeah, I'm looking on what am I on? Best Buy. Yeah, I'm on Best Buy site and I'm looking at all the live scribe accessories. There's probably 20 different kinds of paper and journals, and there's spiral, there's flip open, there's this, there's that, there's different sizes, and the there's two different cases in black or blue. They're about $12. Yeah, the casino games is what I was kind of snickering about a minute ago. I saw the casino games going by. I thought, oh, that's hilarious.
You might snicker about that. I'll have to go get that.
Yeah, I was. And the dictionaries, I'm assuming while you're writing, it will correct your, you know, spelling or whatever for you, so that's pretty neat. But yeah, there are a lot of accessories, and there are, you know, so many. My gosh, there's 20 different kinds of journals. I wouldn't even know which one to pick without being able to kind of see it and get used to it first. But there's a lot available. There's
That's
a lot
great.
Available. It's amazing.
It is really amazing.
Yeah.
One of the other
That's
tools
wild.
That I saw yesterday.
Yeah,
one
what
of the
was
other
that?
Tools I saw yesterday. It was put out by Apple, and one of the biggest challenges that I have had in the motorhome is that if I sit in my chair, my recliner chair, and keep my legs up, in order to have my notebook near me so that I can actually work, it's a little bit set back from the chair because there's just no other place to put it, and it makes it really tough for me to read the screen. And so I'm always looking for a way to get a bigger screen without having to spend, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 on a computer and know that it's
right.
only going to last 12 to 14 months and chuck it and go get a new one. Well, the way that I found yesterday I could make it work was a little add-on that connects your computer to your television set. And it uses a wireless connection to do it, and it can totally display your computer on any HDTV. It's about $95. And just by that, I could take my laptop and display it on the 50-inch TV at the front of the motorhome. Well, it's such a humongous TV, I don't care how little the font is, I am sure I'll be able to read it with that little tool attached to my computer. And
I imagine so.
It's a kind of a port called an HDMI, and it must have something to do with the high def, I'm thinking. But just about any
high definition multimedia interface.
Yes. Just about any one of the newer notebooks has one of those. So it's not that big of a deal. And you just have a little sender device that plugs into that on your computer and another one that's a receiver device that you plug into your telephone. And once you got that, you're ready to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's also really a cool, a very cool tool to have. So I like that. Some of the things that folks that have mentioned to me, their favorite tools, one of them is very different, not a technology tool, but a social tool is that he really likes Hootsuite to be able to deal with his Twitter. He's not able to use the Adobe Air. It's not really easy for me either because it's not compatible with speech programs at all. And he really likes that tool to manage his what's happening in his Twitter account really easily.
Fantastic. Well, if I can ever do anything to help him, please let me know.
Yeah.
What other tools have people mentioned that they really like?
Well, let's see. So other things people mentioned to me besides besides Hootsuite, I mean, I do have a couple of people that wrote in about TweetDeck, and they love how you can I had two different people write in to me about TweetDeck because they like that you can create a category based on whatever particular thing that you're searching for and based on a keyword or whatever, you know, that you can then follow a thread anywhere regardless of who said it, and it just comes into one column. And that is very cool. If only TweetDeck didn't use Adobe Air, I'd be much more thrilled with Adobe, with TweetDeck. So
it uses Adobe Air?
Yes, it uses Adobe Air. TweetDeck uses Adobe Air. And Adobe Air is a graphical environment completely. So there is nothing for the speech program. It's like trying to read Flash. I think it is a Flash, basically.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is, too.
Right. So because it's Flash and it doesn't, you know, it won't read that, anything that's on there. So for anybody who doesn't see, it's just really hard, and you know, you have to be able to see somewhat to use it at all. And I don't love using it just for that reason. I can use Hootsuite to at least track my columns in Twitter really fast, but I don't spend that much time in Twitter really, so.
Yeah,
not the biggest.
I have not been spending as much time as I used to in it either. I really should be spending more time than I do.
I go in every day and do a little bit of conversation and a little bit in there. So I also really like So Cool. And I like to go in there and post things because they will get picked up through Ping FM and go all over the place very easily from there. And it will hit Twitter as well with them. So I see that as a lot of times I will go into Twitter for my conversational tweets and interactions. But if there's things I want to post, I'd rather do it in So Cool because then they will be there as well as hitting Twitter and Facebook and all the usual suspects. So to me, So Cool is very is a nice tool for that. It's socool.com/postit, P-O-S-T-I-T, /thestorylady. I really like there they have the sock wall, which is kind of like a So Cool blog. And you can post things as long as you may want to.
Oh, I'm
on there, so you're not limited.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it is, because you can take something and post it there. And, for example, you know, how we're doing this little experiment with the viral videos, which we'll get more into later. But one of the things that I did was take the same thing that I wrote as an email, and I posted it inside of So Cool. And took a slightly different spin on it with So Cool, but it was nice to be able to post it there. It can be as long as you want it to. You can also then include videos or audios or whatever you might want to inside of So Cool, and a link will go out on all the various networks linking back to it. Plus the area for, they don't call it a tweet, but, you know, a tweet's 140 characters, but their little box for posting is 500. So you have a little bit more space even without using what they call their sock wall or their blog posting area.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good thing to keep in mind about it.
Yeah, well, that makes it pretty useful. I don't really do a lot of conversation there because, I don't know, you have to go into a whole different screen for that, and I just never think about it. But I do go and post things in there. Most of my conversing I tend to do in Facebook or Twitter.
Gotcha. I was looking at Facebook the other day and was reminded about how many changes there have been on Facebook in the last year to year and a half. I used to have that I had created with a partner of mine, and before we really got to do very much with it, Facebook changed everything. And that was what it was all about. And I was just thinking to myself the other day, I really need to get into Facebook, go study it a little bit more, see what's working right now versus what worked a year and a half, 2 years ago, and do another product. But I was really concerned about the quality and whatnot because of the way it would be delivered. Well, it turns out that there's so many things that you can use that would make that work really well. And I really am trying lately to find some tools that I can use in a systemized way to help make some of these things a little bit more automated and a little bit more convenient. This weekend, we're at Everyday Online Entrepreneur here in L.A., and that's the reason we're out here in the first place. And the team had to create a total of about 80 blogs, including 80 hosting accounts, and 80 domain names, and 80 sets of keywords for all of the attendees. And there's only like 6 people on the team doing this in a matter of about a little under 30 hours, not even 36 hours, about 30 hours. That's an awful lot of work to do in such a short period of time. And we all got to talking about what kinds of tools you can use to automate that and make it easier to try to get that many blogs with that many sets of keywords all put together so quickly. The answer to the question was Steve Holmes's My Instant Blog. Steve has a new hosting company that allows you to go in. You can buy your domain name there if you want, if you don't already have one. And when you go into myinstantblog.com, you will be able to open a hosting account that already has a blog installed, that already has a shopping cart, that already has an affiliate program. And in under about 3 minutes from start to finish, get your blog, shopping cart, autoresponder, domain name, and hosting account all set up. And under that
all in one. Yep,
and
that's great. I'm glad he's
That even includes getting your title and tagline, setting up the color and the theme, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
Everything in under 3.5 minutes.
That's remarkable.
So that's
just remarkable.
Another kind of a tool that people can use. What other kinds of tools can people use?
Well, I mean, there's some of these things that we're that aren't quite up and running yet, but that we're very excited. One of them I cannot wait for is My Instant Video, and this combination of using it along with Web Traffic Cartel.
Yeah, it's so close now, it's not even funny. We're probably talking a matter of a couple of days, tops. When we had to go and redesign all of the architecture on it about 3 weeks ago, it really puts behind the eight ball. But
behind,
I'm really, really, really glad that this ended up happening in this way because the product we put out at the end of this week is not version 1, and it's not even version 1.1. It's actually version 2. And we were able to get so many other features that we had not even planned on putting in until sometime in 2011, put into the product for the initial release. So one of the things we've been able to add is the ability to choose what voice you want for your blog posts. You can choose male or female. There's about 6 or 7 different voices you can choose from. The other thing that we were able to do was to allow people to see what their video looked like before it just auto-posted. And that's another real big tool that I think is going to be really, really helpful. At the same time, we were talking to Mike Leslie about Web Traffic Cartel, and he was able to put together a pretty good deal as well. I'm really, really excited about the My Instant Video tool because of what it's going to do from an SEO standpoint for your blog. There isn't anything else out there that can get the same page rank and the same search engine rankings as quickly as this one will. And
to
have the little fancier things from a visual perspective, I think will make a big difference. Oh, I almost forgot. You can even change the background music on your videos. So you can play a little sound clip, and I think there's about 300 or 400 little sound clips that are up to a couple minutes long. You can even take those and either daisy chain so that, let me back up a minute. So with the way that we've got the music, you can go in and choose any one of a bunch of different songs that you can get a preview of. Then you can choose, do you want one default one, or do you want to go in and assign each piece of music to each and every post? So it wouldn't be as automated to create the videos. But a lot of people really wanted the ability to change the music from one post to the next, and we were able to give it to them. So the last thing that we were able to get in there was, if you remember when you saw the demo that we had shown you, you were the one that found out for us that it wasn't reading the entire post. It was only reading part of the post. And
leave it to the blind person to see this.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty bad because
it was not.
Yeah, it wasn't reading the whole thing. Right, it
wasn't
intentional, no.
The people we had licensed the technology from took it upon themselves to do this. Yeah, nice guys, right? Well, I don't know why they decided to do that. To me, that really sucked. What they had said was that they had really studied it and tested it, and that most people didn't want the whole thing because to the search engine, as long as it was there in an audio format, it didn't matter whether it was one line, two lines, or the whole post. And so they assumed that we were using this just to help the search engines improve the search engine ranking. And I'm like,
that's very interesting.
That's a little baby part of why we're putting this together. There's so much more to why we're doing it this way. And if you're listening to it as the reader of the blog, it certainly doesn't serve you very well to only get this little bitty part of the piece. So they really had to do a massive restructure of how the program worked simply because we didn't want it to only put that little piece in there. So now, on your blog post, there's going to be a little box down the sidebar of it where you get to choose. In the audio, do you want just an excerpt or do you want the full audio? In the video, do you want an excerpt or the full audio? So you can pick and choose and create it the way that you want. If you're really only using it from an SEO perspective, go ahead and use the summaries of it and not the full thing. You don't need the whole thing. But if you're really using it the way you and I teach, so that you really build relationships through your blog, by all means, put the whole darn thing in both the audio and the video because it will make a huge difference in the relationships and the amount of action that your visitors will take because of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going to make a difference. I tried they had a audio-video robot service, which is not with the blog and stuff, but it was their service, and I tried that. And one reason I canceled it is because it was a real pain in the behind. You could make the whole thing talk as a user of the program, but it wasn't automated. You had to then go in and switch the way paragraphs were done. And I'm like, I don't have this kind of time, people. Come on. There's just no point to me in doing a video that has two paragraphs out of six and a bunch of blank space in the middle of it, and it just didn't work.
And the whole reason that it did that was because they really thought that people were only using it to get better search engine rankings. That's the whole reason that they did that. In their wildest dreams, they couldn't believe that people would really want the whole thing.
Which is weird. I told them that when I canceled. That was why I was canceling. But, yeah, they just thought I was a strange solo out there, some oddball of a, you know, not like anybody else. And now here they're coming to discover that, no, it's not just me.
You know, there's a bigger message in that. I know we're talking tools, but this is a really good lesson. And the lesson is most people, even the people creating the tools out there don't know
right.
how powerful relationship marketing can be. They're out there
right.
just worrying about, let me get search engines to rank me higher, so black hat techniques are okay as long as it gets them the higher ranking. And they're
right.
worrying about just getting traffic to their site, not doing something to convert that traffic. So
right.
if you're really a little different and you really go about doing things in a way that builds relationships very naturally, and at the same
yep.
time, you're really looking at the relationship and how it can really build sales for you. You do things in a
mm-hmm.
very different way because of those two concepts. And it's because
mm-hmm.
of those two concepts that the conversions skyrocket when you do this. So,
and, you know, I think you can probably notice that most of the tools that we are talking about, with the exception of your hooking up the computer to the TV thing, but everything else has had at least a component of it that helps to build relationships.
You know, I thought long and hard about what I was going to do for a computer because of that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I ended up doing, like I said, was I got a gateway,
right.
4 gigabytes of RAM, about a 500 gigabyte hard drive. I got a 1 terabyte external, so it's not like I really need a very big hard drive. Has a pretty good graphics.
That's how they come anymore.
No, there were a few that had 240 and a few that had 320. So
yeah.
the 500s were a little bit bigger, but I couldn't get the rest of what this has without the 500 gig hard drive. It
right.
had a high-definition monitor. It's smaller than what I'm used to. I've been going with, like, a 17.3-inch widescreen monitor.
Mm-hmm.
This is still widescreen, but it's only a 15.6-inch widescreen. I figured even
yeah.
if it's a little bit smaller, if I get the gadget that can hook it up to the TV, it would be even better,
right.
I think, in the long run. So,
interestingly, of all these tools that we've talked about, the only thing that isn't something that will specifically help relationships is your hookup from the TV, you know, to the computer. Everything else
you know,
we've talked
really,
about.
That's really true, isn't it?
It is. Jigsaw box, totally relationships. The pen, yeah, I mean, of course, there's a component that serves you, of course, as a business owner, but the thing with the pen,
yeah,
that really serves to build relationships. We mentioned Hootsuite and TweetDeck, the totally relationship tools. We're talking about the way that we're using My Instant Video and talking about a blog that, in doing everything in a way that builds relationships. And, of course, you know, whether it's CopyTalk or My Instant Blog, all of those things are meant, yes, they can make it easier, they can automate certain things or make certain things easier, but there's also a relationship component in everything else except a piece of hardware.
Yes.
Pretty
yeah,
remarkable.
Absolutely.
Not surprising with us that it's all about relationships.
You know, somebody said to me the other day, I was talking about relationship marketing to one of the participants of Everyday Online Entrepreneurs this weekend, and he said, now I get what you're talking about with relationship marketing. You're talking about doing business the way we used to before the gold rush. And, you know, if you think back, that's a really a great description of it. Because it really
wow.
was a gold rush that caused us to start doing business in a totally different way and start worrying about selling and start worrying about competition and start worrying about driving prices and trying to keep them up even though the market's trying to drive them down. But before
mm-hmm.
all of that, you never even think about driving two towns over to go to the local shoe store. You'd go to the cobbler who was living down the road from you. So
exactly.
It's more than just a way of life, I think. It's more than just a specific thing. It's more a way of life to really use
right.
relationships in the way that you and I teach. It's
right.
all-encompassing. It's not just something that affects one little baby aspect of your business. Every single
exactly.
time you have someone who comes into the program who's never heard of relationship marketing, who really starts
right.
applying what it is that we teach, it changes even their relationships to their spouse or significant other, their kids. the friends and family that they interact with on a regular basis. Does it really mm-hmm. make a difference in their business too? Yeah, absolutely. But the change in terms of all of their other relationships is so much more powerful than just what
yeah.
they were able to achieve in that one area.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, a huge difference, a really, really huge difference. So I just can't stress enough that everything, when you really start thinking of relationships, that's what you start to see. And when I reached out to Nicola, who's created Jigsaw Box, I was able to schedule with her, and I mentioned, you know, why I wanted to reach out, and I said, I just see so many people that I have contact through who could really be, she could sell a lot more drop boxes because of the type of connections between you and other people. And this is a fairly new tool for her. Not that many people have it. So it's all, for me, the relationships to make things easier for so many people and to assist her. And that whole thinking about the relationship first is such a big deal for folks.
Yeah, it really is. It's huge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. So I know one of the things... Go ahead.
What other tools have we missed so far today?
Well, there's a couple of others that aren't necessarily a big, huge deal, but they're really kind of helpful. One of them I like is Dial to Do. D-I-A-L, the number 2, D-O.com. And Dial to Do is cool because, pardon me?
It said, oh goodness, that's cool. Keep going.
It is, yeah, because with Dial to Do, you can phone in. I mean, you can do things like check the weather, and but you can also add things to your calendar, like your Google Calendar. You
wow.
can tweet, you can read your tweets, you can read your emails. You can, if you have an email, you can read it, reply to it, forward it, whatever. You can create groups. You can send audio messages that will come across to your group, to your person or group as an audio and as text. I mean, all kinds of cool things all from your phone. And it's a free service. And it's not something I use constantly, but it's a very useful little thing, especially when I'm at a conference because I don't have a fancy phone and I don't always have a computer. You know, they a lot of times charge and I don't necessarily have a computer in the room with me or whatever, but I can still... check emails, do messages, whatever. It's been very, very handy, especially when I'm traveling. Being able to check an email or see if something's come in the middle of the day when you don't have the time or you're at lunch or you don't have the computer with you or whatever, all of these things can be done through the phone. So that's really useful and it's free.
Yeah, I agree with you. Very, very good tool. One of my favorites. And especially
yeah.
if you use that in conjunction with Evernote, Evernote.com, EVERNOTE.com. When I go to an event, the first thing I do when the event is over is I spread out all the business cards that I collected over the event, spread them all out on my counter. I take my cell phone, and one by one, I take a picture of each one of those business cards. I then use the pictures to populate my account on Flickr, which then pulls the pictures into the blog and the RSS feed for whatever site you had identified earlier. Doing that has really made a big difference. I know that without it, it could be messy for people. So
mm-hmm.
by having all of those business cards put into Evernote, it transcribes all of those images into text. It puts them into an Excel
really?
Spreadsheet. And now you've got all the contact info from the cards in a downloadable CSV file that you can use for anything. And it just...
I didn't know it did that, because the last time you sent me something from Evernote, it was just the images, which that's kind of useless to me, because then I have to have somebody read it.
Yeah, no, you have
so
to...
So I didn't even realize it did that. That's great.
If you go into the Evernote account, it will transcribe them into text for you.
Oh, you have to go into an account to do that.
You have to mail them to Evernote in the image file, and then it will automatically do the conversion into text and add it into the CSV file.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but I didn't know that because when you sent me stuff you had uploaded through Evernote, it was the part. So I didn't even realize that it could do that. That's what I was really would have found more useful was the CSV, because if I get a bunch of image files, I got to get someone to read them for me, especially with all the colored backgrounds.
Well, and the other thing that I like to do with those is once I've got the image files in my phone, I then can identify the business card as the person's photo. And now I've got their actual business card attached to their contact right in my Gmail account, too. So when I go to send them an email, I can actually see all of the contact info on that card. So I immediately have their phone number, I have their picture, I have all different kinds of stuff because of that.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very cool.
Well, let's talk to
you. Exciting.
Email.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a great tool and to make things a lot easier. So the Evernote and Dial to Do together can be extremely cool.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Well, it's about time for us to talk about our little update, too. So is there any other tool that you want to mention before we do our update on our viral video experiment?
No, I'm really anxious to get this thing finished and get my landing page over to Doug. I've been so buried without my computer. I'm just, I have about, I don't know, over 50 items on my to-do list this week just because I
no doubt.
Had my computer for 10 days. So I'm really looking forward to getting my stuff started, too. I did get a chance to see your landing page on my cell phone, and it looks awesome. So tell me what's going on with it.
Well, if you guys want to see one of the movies, if you go to asktsl.com/acres, A-C-R-E-S, asktsl.com/acres, you will see the Acres of Diamonds movie, which is simply fabulous and a great reminder that you don't have to go searching high and low for great things because they're all around you. So it's a really great video. And actually, when I was posting to this on So Cool, because I know there's a lot of marketers there, I said that this 19th century, man of the 19th century understood viral marketing. He raised over $6 million to start Temple University, and it was all really through telling that story.
Wow.
Very, very
cool.
So anyway, the last time I looked in my dashboard, and that was after putting something, I sent it to a couple of people in Twitter, and I sent it to my email list, and it had already people in Australia, New Zealand, of course the U.S., Britain, and I'm not sure if it might have been Singapore or something like that had already viewed the movie.
How many in all?
That I don't know. I was just looking at the flags, and that was not that long. It was only an hour after I had sent it the last time I looked. But you see the map, and you see these little flags or whatever you want to say, little paddle-looking things that show you where the reach of the movie. So it's really cool to be getting it out. Now, I've also posted it on my blog, and I used when I want to put a video excerpt on my blog, I can put it in the excerpt box or put a video in the excerpt box, and it'll show up on the homepage. So I had it there as well as inside the blog post. And so the cool thing about that is it is evergreen. And so that's very cool. I'm also putting together kind of a manual as we go along for Doug and his partner so that it'll make it a little bit easier for people if they know all the little parameters and things ahead of time.
That's a really helpful idea, Rhonda. Good job.
He doesn't have anything like that. So when the emails go back and forth, well, you know how that can be sometimes. And so I just have a file that I've been collecting with any of the little messages, if there's any little ticks and, tricks and whatever, so that I can ultimately then create something for them. Because I know that's going to make it easier.
Yeah, I would think so. A whole lot easier.
Yeah, and the nice thing with the landing page, that actually here was an interesting thing about their landing page. initially what the video would said, whatever one that you put, there's a thing at the top, and it said, if you enjoyed the Acres of Diamonds movie, please share it with your family and friends. And it had a little tiny share button that was, I didn't even hardly know it was there. And then it had a link that said watch again or play movie again. So I said two things. One of them is I wanted to say, because you like the Acres of Diamonds movie, please share it with your family and friends. And I wanted to say because obviously if they hit the landing page, they've already seen the entire 3 minutes or whatever of the movie. They obviously liked it well enough to stick through the end. Plus, because is a very powerful word. People will do things just because you say because.
Yeah, that's true. They will, won't they?
Yes, by Robert Cialdini, if anybody wants to test me on that, but that's true. So they have actually changed the verbiage, and now it will say because. So, Gina, when you get your landing page, it will say because you enjoyed the whatever movie it was.
Oh, good.
And then the other thing is I said that share button is tiny, and when you open it up, it was one of those that had about, I don't know, 20 little boxes in there. And I said, I wanted big buttons, big Facebook and Twitter, a big square like you see. You know, they're so much easier. Somebody wants to tweet, they just click the Twitter square. They want Facebook, they click the Facebook square. So they put four or five or whatever large buttons now that are on the movies. While they're playing, they're on the edge, and afterwards they're up on the top. Makes it much easier to share the movies.
Oh, I bet.
So that was kind of a cool thing. Yeah, but simply because of the things that I commented on when making my own page, those things are now global changes that will be there for everybody.
That's fantastic. So can you walk me through the flow of how this works?
The video, sure.
If someone just asks sl.com/acres, they're going to be taken to the video, correct?
What's just going to happen when they go to asktsl.com/acres is they're going to see the Acres of Diamonds movie, and they will hear some great music, and they will see words and images going by, and it's, I don't know, 3 minutes long or whatever the length of the movie is. At the end of the movie, they receive the screen that says, because you enjoyed the Acres of Diamonds movie, why not share it with your family and friends up on the top with the share buttons. And then in the middle, there is what we would call that landing page or that opt-in page. And there's a little message from me, and it says something like that I would like to give them more inspirational movies and quotes and other things, plus I have a free gift for them exclusively for people who watch this video. I said that because if people who are already on my list see that, I don't want them to go, oh, well, there's no point. I'm already on this. There is something that only you're going to get if you see the videos that no one else on my list is ever going to receive.
I agree.
So I gave them that, and they do get, some other things. They get my storytelling class as well, but there is an audio about telling the story of you. It's a half-hour program. It's broken up into segments, and the only way that you're ever going to see that or get that is to watch the movie. So it takes you there, and there's some other gifts that you also get. So when somebody will fill in their name and email, that is what they will receive.
Fantastic.
And you're able to change the border color, so you can have your purple. I have my blue to go along with the branding I have on my websites, and, of course, your logo can be there as well, and your picture. Uh-huh. I have a picture of me kissing the baby dolphin.
It was a really good picture of you, too, I meant to tell you.
Yes, thank you. I love that picture, and it always makes people smile, and to me, that's part of what it is creating the great story of your life is having wonderful adventures like that. That is one of my favorite moments ever in my whole life.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's what happens. They watch the movie, and they go to this page, and they're able to receive the gift. So as we go along, things will be spread around, and it's been fun to watch it get onto 5 continents, and that was just very shortly after I had deployed the movie for the first time.
Yeah. So is that Does that take you through the whole thing then?
That's the end of the whole movie procedure. The next thing is that they confirm their email and they receive their gifts, and they're part of my world, the people who do that. Of course, some people will not opt in, but they'll forward the movie. So part of the thing is you're wanting to create some enticing message so that they want to opt in, and that not everybody will. Some people don't watch through the whole movie. Some people don't share it. You know, whatever. That's just true, just like in same thing with emails or with anything else.
Right. Very, very true.
So it's really pretty simple. They watch a movie, they're taken to your page, they have the chance to share and to opt in.
And other than from the autoresponder sequence, how do you move them from the opt-in page / thank you page to actually making a purchase?
Well, you can do that in the same ways that you would anywhere else. It's through your thank you page, even through the page that I send them to an intermediate page to confirm their email, and I really take them to a page that's on my blog, which puts them into my entire world of other, products and different things. Your thank you page is another way to do that. I have a next step for them on the page where they receive their gift. So, aside from the autoresponder, your confirmation page and your thank you page are two prime pieces of real estate where you can put those opportunities in front of people.
Well, that's good. And so there are plenty of opportunities to actually make sales through this as well as building your list?
Absolutely. Building your list is where most of the sales will be anyhow. But once they leave that opt-in page that's part of the video, they come then into your site, into your world, where you have complete control over whatever offers you put in front of people.
Okay, good.
So the only thing is, there are a couple of, he gives you a couple of samples of successful landing pages or successful pages where you can make your first offer. And one of them is, it's pretty simple. One of them was, I thought, kind of wordy, so I shied away from that one. And we'll see how it goes, because things can always be tweaked.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. So that is my report, and it's exciting to have a couple of those changes. I think you're going to increase everybody's overall conversion, the way the sharing happens, and using the word because instead of if. If is a horrible marketing word. So anyway, that kind of thing I think will be very helpful for everybody, as well as you and myself and others who are just starting. It'll help anybody who does this. So it's a great way to start sharing inspirational messages. And someone I know of that you also know just started a YouTube channel of inspirational videos, and I wrote him and said, would rather do that in a way that you can grow your list and monetize it instead of just having a YouTube channel? So hopefully he will get back to me.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Next week when we get together, I will have mine up as well, so we can compare and see what's happening with both and what's getting results and what's not and how we can improve things and whatnot. What are you going to try with yours this next week?
Well, I'm going to put more effort this week into trying it with Facebook, and I will put another movie into my blog and everything as well, but I really want to play with Facebook and see how that affects things. So most of my efforts this week will be there so that I can track what using Facebook to spread the messages around does. I did a little bit of that last week, just in a limited way. And the other thing I think couldn't hurt is to get a couple of friends who are willing, who kind of know that you're going to do this and who would be willing to forward it and share the movie to kind of get it off to a good kickstart.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, we've gone.
I don't think that's ever a bad idea with these types of things.
Yes, I definitely agree. Well, we've gone a little bit over time today, and I apologize for that. But we've been having so much fun about tools. It's always a great time when you decide that we're going to do this kind of a call on, because there are so many tools. We could sit here and talk about them for even another 2 hours, and we still wouldn't run out of tools to talk about.
Oh, there's plenty more that we could have said. Yeah, absolutely. But this has been really great, and appreciate everybody. And we'll look forward to coming back next week. And, of course, at the end of the call, we'll give you another status report.
Yeah. So the next week, do you have big plans?
Yes, we have guests all through September, but I don't have my list handy at the moment. But, yes, we have great people coming up all the way through September, including Shel Horowitz coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I cannot wait for him. Cannot wait. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that a lot.
I know it.
Do you know, what's the person's name? David Linhart, I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's his name. You know who that person is? David Linhart?
David, what's his name?
No, Calvert, sorry. David Calvert.
David Calvert, no, not offhand.
I met him this weekend, and he's somebody that I've known of for a number of years. He created and patented about 5 or 6 years ago something called a quantum field accelerator.
Hmm.
He creates these necklaces out of stone that are just gorgeous. Highly, highly polished stone. And he puts the necklace into the quantum field accelerator. And he's a physicist. He, through the quantum field accelerator, the stone in the necklace is then turned into a device that can amplify your intentions by huge numbers so that it
wow.
can allow you to attract and manifest much bigger results effortlessly. And he's tested this whole thing hundreds of times to know that it, in fact, really, really works. So that just wearing...
Be careful what you wish for wearing the necklace.
You got it. But, I mean, it is so true. It's really, really, really amazing how powerful this thing is. So I will get you in touch with him as well.
Oh, I would love to. First of all, I'd love to see his necklaces and everything, but would love to have him on our show. That'll be great. What a fabulous show with all these tools that will help you make your time and your business easier and make you serve people better, give you the chance to serve people better through the tools. And most of our tools have been on that theme, which is great.
Well, that's really wonderful. Well, we will be back same time, same place next week for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101.
Thank you.
Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.